This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Impact Coach NZ podcast, where we dive deep into the lives of everyday heroes. And I'm Darren Ingram, your host and impact coach, dedicated to exploring how people like you and me navigate life's challenges, be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. We'll sit down with remarkable individuals who will share their stories, insights, and experiences of overcoming obstacles and making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Our aim is to inspire, uplift, and equip you with valuable lessons that you can apply to your own journey. So whether you're facing a tough situation, seeking motivation, or just curious about the incredible resilience of the human spirit, you're in the right place. Let's get started, and let's get started again with Lee. How are you doing, Lee? Thank you for this next episode where we dive a little bit deeper on your journey for the well and being wellness space that you've got.
Great, thank you. Looking forward to it.
Good. And just jumping straight in there, we talked about, I suppose, before you had the business, and then we kind of, you know, that journey of actually starting a business, you know, and the challenges that I'm sure many of the listeners relate to, you know, especially with a smaller business and then building that up as well. Moving to more of the what and kind of how you see the clients coming into your wellness space right now. When you look at your clients today, what are the common physical roadblocks you see? Is it a lifestyle, diet, or simply the stress of modern day living?
Well, I've had a few clients come through, and I normally put them on a coaching program, which is about 4 months, because I believe that is not a quick fix. Mm. When you want to coach someone through difficult situations, it takes time. So I've coached people through long COVID symptoms. I've coached people who are recovering from, you know, a massive surgery, and also someone who's on the brink of burnt out. And what I've actually noticed, the common theme is that these clients are really, really hard on themselves. Mm. And from what the body keeps a score, right, they talk about how every single cell in your body is actually listening to your thoughts. And that's a common theme that I've noticed with, you know, the 12 clients that I've coached throughout the years, is actually the way they talk to themselves actually was kind of making them sick. Yeah, that's what I really realized. So I helped them with my pharmacist background and also nutritional background. I helped them supplement what is lacking. Mm. Often magnesium is like, oh my gosh, everyone should be
that's
on magnesium.
First one as well, like related
to that. Yeah, and vitamin D as well, especially down here. We just don't get enough vitamin D.
Vitamin Dunedin, I call that down here.
Oh, of course. That's so good. Yeah. And then it's just helping them work through the mental stress, really, of not talking to yourself in a positive manner. Mm. Yeah.
So good. So the self-talk, eh?
Self-talk. And once I explain to them that your brain is there to protect you, it's got one function, and that is to help you survive and help you reproduce, or two functions. So whatever it's going to do is going to have the negative bias to help you survive. So, of course, it's going to tell you negative things. So apparently we have about 70,000 thoughts a day, and apparently 70% of that is repetitive and negative.
Wow.
So, I mean, apparently some people only have 25,000, so I don't know how they actually quantify how many thoughts a day. But if you know that 70% of them are going to be negative, knowing that stat has really helped my clients, and is actually I help them to notice when they're ruminating, because you got to catch it quite early, because once you've gone past the point of no return, it is really hard because you just spiral out of control.
Mm.
You just go down a really, really deep, dark hole.
It's like a messy ball of wool, isn't it? You know, you get entangled in that, and it's hard to get out of that. But that awareness that you're talking about, hey, I'm seeing where I'm going now, and if I don't pull myself out of there, I'm going to be in that needle in a haystack. You know,
absolutely. So. Yeah.
We talk a lot about mindset and business, but emotional health is deeper. How does your business help people process emotions rather than we know we see that everywhere. Think positive, you know, and some really good benefits of that and positive affirmations, like, you know, that can really help. But yeah, what's the deeper process of helping people process emotions?
It's not easy because people do not want to be confronted with their emotions. Mm. And that's why I started my own podcast called How Are You Really? Because according to Brené Brown, we have 87 or 83 emotions. Mm. But most people are just, yep, I'm good. Nope, I'm mad. Mm. And no, I'm sad, right? Whereas if we can name our emotions, we know how to tame those negative thoughts. So yeah, very difficult. Like, I don't have anyone sort of approach me and say, "Hey, Lee, help me, help me feel better." You know, they almost have to hit rock bottom. Mm. Like if they can't sleep, or if they have really high blood pressure, or if they really, really can't function, that's when they'll come and get help.
Yeah.
So it is challenging. It's not easy.
Mm. And there's the other aspect, you know, physical, emotional, mental. And one of the trickier ones I find, especially in the business world, is the spiritual aspect of well-being. How do you define spiritual health in the context of your work? Is it about connection, purpose, or something else?
I subscribe to the Japanese philosophy Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I, which is do something that you're good at. Do something that you're going to be paid for. Do something that you love, and do something that the world needs.
Mm.
I think once you have those four, you will be quite aligned spiritually, and that's how I operate as well. So what I'm doing, you know, the world definitely needs it. Do I get paid lots? No. But hey, what is enough? What is success? You know, that's a conversation for next time. Mm. And something that I'm good at, yeah, I've been fortunate enough to be a pharmacist, to be a business owner, to be a leader. Yeah, and something that I love helping people.
Mm.
Service is one of my top personal values.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that is you're in the right space.
Wow, absolutely. And exactly. That's how I'm aligned with my life purpose.
Mm. Yeah, that's so good. When a client walks out of your doors or finishes a session, what's the number one transformation you hope that they've experienced?
Well, all of them tell me they feel great, but I don't know whether it's just, you know, that's what they say.
Great is better than good or bad that we used to.
True,
but
true.
So there's movement there.
But also when people come in, they're probably so stressed out that when we elevate the levels of endorphins or dopamine and serotonin, they, you know, instantly feel better. So, I just provide that space to facilitate that.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that when people leave us, our business, that all their basic neurotransmitters, the levels of those neurotransmitters should be elevated.
Mm.
Today I have a young girl come in and she said to me, "I'm so lonely." So, and that's not the first time that I hear from a client regarding that. Some people join our membership because they want to come in weekly to engage with another human being.
Yeah.
So I find that really sad, but that is a global statistic, isn't it? We are getting more and more lonely.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so I think another aspect of that is actually providing a space where people will actually talk to you.
Yeah, community, isn't it? Your own community within that.
Yeah.
Looking at the bigger picture, what kind of ripple effect do you hope your business has on the Dunedin, New Zealand community over the next 10 years?
I am really back on raising awareness, health awareness, even though it's really, really costly for the business and it is very, very distracting for the business because you have to focus so much of your energy to raise awareness for something that people may or may not want. But I have to be aligned with my own business mission. Like tomorrow we're doing a Movember, so we're encouraging men to come in to do reformer Pilates and they bring a friend and then they have an ice bath to finish at the end of it. So, and interestingly, you know, we've had quite a few people, you know, wanting to come. So even though it is distracting for the business, even though it is costly for the business, but once we do it, I'm like, I don't know how many of those men I'm going to help, but I'm just going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really more awareness.
It's definitely awareness. Mm. The more we talk about it, the more we create conversations, the more seeds we plant.
Mm.
And then eventually it becomes, you know, that's the stigma is gone.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so it's creating conversations.
So breaking down stigmas as well.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
If you would go back to the Lee Tan who was just starting this journey and give her one piece of advice, what would it be?
You're going to hate me. I'm going to say, don't do it. Gosh.
I'm sure many of the business owners that may listen to this could relate to that. Eh?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, right? It is so difficult. But you got to think that, you know, discomfort also brings growth. And if you have a growth mindset, and if you know how to deal with that discomfort, you will get through it. And I think I know that this is what society needs right now.
Mm.
And I'm in a fortunate position that I can deliver the goods. You know, I have all the tools. So, yeah, keep on going is what I say, rather than don't do it.
Could you, I'd love for you to share some of the things that, you know, you said you really lean into how you can connect with the community and how you can create that ripple effect. What are some of the things, you know, I've been fortunate to be part of some of your workshops and there's been great attendance at those and great learning. You know, everyone that has come to those has really reflected, hey, it's been great to be part of this community and we've learned. What are some of those initiatives that you've done in the past that you've really, you know, really leaned in and appreciated, and what some things in the future if you want to share? Yeah.
So it's not easy to engage the community in a physical sense.
Mm.
A lot of our time, you know, is spent on social media now. So I do try to show up on social media.
Yeah.
And some people appreciate it. It's very difficult for us when we do a physical event or workshop. The stress of selling tickets is just next level.
Mm.
So sometimes I have to weigh up which way do I go.
Yeah.
But I can remember a workshop that we did was actually having a journal and having a sound bath with Vanessa and me talking people through setting intentions and reflections.
Yeah.
So I think that really resonated with me. And I remember all those women that came really appreciated that space that we created for them.
Mm.
It's almost like they are wanting calm. And so we've created that calm for them to come and really relax their senses, if you like. Yeah. So it is not easy.
Mm.
I'm not going to pretend that it is easy.
And the challenge, isn't it, with around men's events, you know? And in the past, I was involved with, you know, in the space with Hugh Renton, wasn't it? And we had a men's event and it was a great turnout. And every single man that came, that was their first, probably their first one. And they all reflected on what a great, we need to do more of that, you know? And so.
And we did just that. We did offer more, but it's really hard to sell tickets.
Yeah.
I think it is very confronting. People don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
And it's very scary to take the first step. And some of the events that we did do often is the partner or the wives that actually bought them the tickets and forced the blokes to come along.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
probably dropped them off as well.
Absolutely, and dragged them by the collar. So, no, it's not easy. I'm not going to say that it is easy. Building a community is hard, but people want to belong as well. But we spend so much time on social media and we are so overwhelmed. So it's going to be a challenge to create that physical community.
Yeah. And getting together, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
So awesome. I started this podcast with saying award-winning well-being space. Do you want to share us about that? I think it's important.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, thanks.
That's great.
Thanks for that. So we won Spa and Wellness Awards Asia Pacific Best Wellness Center.
Congratulations.
Best Urban Wellness Center 2 years in a row.
That's fantastic.
And I have been shortlisted to be the Wellness Warrior. So both last year and this year I was runner-up. So I'm like, third year, lucky. Next year I'm going to really give it a go because even though I've been in the health industry for a long time, I haven't really been in the wellness industry for that long. But I don't think it matters that much nowadays, because I feel that health and wellness are really blending together.
Yeah.
You're starting to see, you know, doctors getting into coaching, or doctors doing somatic healing and dancing. So I think it is changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm just here to facilitate that change. So I have to keep on driving myself to make a lot of noise for people to take notice so that they will take the leap. Yeah.
Oh,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And if you're ever in Dunedin, if you're ever in New Zealand, you got to come and visit Dunedin. And
yes.
The next one is you have to go to Well and Bean, isn't it? Do you want to share about how they can access you, or Instagram or any of those things?
Yeah, so we're located in number 7 St Andrew Street, right in the middle of town, with pretty much as a one-stop shop, ice bath, saunas, float, massages. We've got naturopaths, nutritionists. We have a reformer Pilates studio as well, coaching, and the front part of the business, we actually have a skin clinic as well. So essentially we do everything. There's retail products, there's spa therapy. So yeah, in Dunedin, to be in business, you've just got to be, if you like, jack of all trades to really make things work, because of our population down here.
And you have caring, as you are here today, caring human beings in there, awesome human beings in there as well, to help you with all of those things, isn't it? That's the main thing, isn't it? You know, to have that support and care in there, you know. So
yeah.
And they can check you out on Instagram.
Yeah,
Well and
so
Being.
It's on the Well and Being. Oh, is it .nz? I don't even know. I do have an Instagram handle myself called Well Chemist. WELCHEMIST. Not that active on it, but hopefully next year I'll do something with it.
And obviously you got a website as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So WellandBeing.nz.
Awesome. It's good. Check it out. And wait till you go on the Instagram and see all those amazing pictures of the space. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Finish us off some rapid fire questions.
I
love
like
to do this.
That. And I love that.
First one is, what is the one non-negotiable? You're going to love this. I think I know the answer, but what is the one non-negotiable daily habit that keeps you grounded?
Oh, grounded.
You're surprised by that.
You're going to be surprised about this, because I don't think I've told you. I knit every single day. I knit. That started, I think, May last year, and not a day has gone by without me knitting. So I think that really grounds me, because I obviously is a, you know, hand-eye coordination. So that's actually syncing up your brain and your body and your fingers. So, yeah.
Some socks are on the way.
Okay, since you asked.
Christmas in a few weeks.
Damn, your birthday's just gone by. I'll wait till next year.
What is the one book or podcast, apart from this one, that shifted your perspective on health?
To be honest, there's too many. I listen to lots of different ones to really get insights from lots of different ones. I think being a coach, you've got to be quite exposed to different way of thinking. So I don't really have just one.
I've seen you hold on tightly to Brené Brown's book,
but I don't listen to a podcast.
But
I really use her book as a tool.
Which book was that one? Is it?
It's called Atlas of the Heart.
Yeah.
Because then people can visualize it, they can see it, and there's 87 different emotions in there. But I don't listen to a podcast.
Yeah, and I think
I should really.
Those 87.
I don't know, 87 maybe. Yep.
Those emotions are really good to explore and start to use them in your vocab. The vocab for the inner voice, and then externally how you're feeling to others. And that, I think that's where people. I've talked about that before, is like kind of connect to the world more, connect to this life experience more as we develop those emotions.
Yeah. And I guess our brain is constantly trying to figure things out. So if you could figure it out for it, like I'm resentful or I resent this or that, then straight away it's going to be like, okay, moving on, move on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think you were thinking about this, you were going to say earlier, oh, we can talk about this in another podcast, but we're going to hit it right now.
Okay.
What does success look like to you today in just 3 words? Oh, that's there's a big freeze there.
Service to others.
Whoa, awesome.
How about that?
So you nailed that. You nailed that. You own that, though. Nail that if you own it. Awesome.
Thank you.
But thank you for sharing over these, you know, kind of two podcasts here and sharing a deep dive into your journey, the amazing human you are, the amazing person that you make an impact into the community and every single person that comes into your space, into, you know, connection with you as well, and the support and guidance and care that you give them. So thank you for everything that you do. And thank you for sharing to our listeners, you know, a deeper insight into your challenges and how you've overcome them within your business. So,
well, thank you for providing the safe space, Darren. So don't underestimate that.
Thank you. Yeah. But thank you for joining us today at the Impact Coach NZ podcast. Remember, each of us has a story worth telling. And by sharing our experiences, we can inspire others to navigate their challenges. Let's take this journey together. Until next time, stay resilient and stay inspired. And don't forget to check out impactcoach.co.nz, or I'd love you to follow me on Instagram, impactcoachnz, where I'm always posting some hopefully helpful things that you can stay inspired and connect to, and also help you to navigate those life challenges. So yeah, thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.